Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Love and relationships. This is Spirit sitting in for Joyce Littell today. And we are talking about insecurities. 404-892-2703. All hour long, I want you to call in and vote on this poll. Okay, who do you think is more insecure? Is it men or is it women, and why? Now, we're kind of deadlocked so far. We've got one for the men, one for the women, and one that skated by. But that's right, on the heels, and he's just skating. You guys got to go to WAOK.com so you can see us in the studio. We're having a great time in here. And I also posted this on my IG because I'm going to get some folks to weigh in on this and to watch us kind of have this fun, okay? So, but I told you guys before the commercial break that this conversation spawns on the heels of this Red Table Talk that Jada Pinkett had where Aisha Curry was her guest. And on this conversation, Aisha admitted something that a lot of people are afraid to talk about, right? She said, listen, my man is real famous, right? He gets a whole lot of female attention. And I don't feel like I get that attention from the men. So listen to a little bit of how the conversation went. It went something like this.
He's very talkative. He's just like you. He gets it from his mama. And so, like, everything's always, like, very, very friendly. And sometimes to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm a grown woman, so I'll just insert myself and be like, hello, how are you doing?
Right.
Like, I'm okay with it now. And I've obviously, you know, like, the devil is a liar, and there's always, like, the ladies will always be lurking,
right,
hoping for their moment and waiting. You need to be aware of that.
Right.
But for me, I honestly hate it. I don't like when I feel like leveled off with somebody.
Exactly.
It just irks my nerves. And so, like, we had the conversation about it, and he, like, tries really, really hard to make sure that if we're going somewhere, I'm being introduced.
Exactly.
Like, I don't like to have to introduce myself.
Right.
It irks my nerves. So
oh my
we try
God,
and
So interesting. What do you guys think when you guys hear that? Mr. Moody, Janet Jack, and Eldridge. What do you guys hear her talk about that?
Ladies first?
Yeah, ladies first.
What
ladies
did you
first.
Think, Janet?
When I heard that, well, that particular part, if we're going to talk about that, just that particular segment, it just informs me that she has no individuality.
Mm.
One thing that my mother always taught me is you can make a present, but you're even better if you make a presence.
Ooh.
So you can walk into a room and be the first thing everybody look at, or you can walk into the room and everyone just thinks about what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with her, she doesn't know either one, how to exemplify either which one she is, or in the other retrospect of that, she doesn't know who she is.
Okay.
And I think that's where she's battling with. Because through the whole interview, when I listened to it, she referred a lot to Steph.
Okay.
So
almost as if she didn't know who she was separate of him.
Right. Okay. And you got to remember, they've been together since they've been 15
high
years
school.
Old. She, to me, doesn't have her own individuality.
Okay.
She has an experience, and I'm just blatant with one.
Just maybe be a, real. Put it out
maybe
there.
Maybe a one-night stand.
Okay.
She doesn't seem like she experienced a weekend with the girls.
Okay.
She doesn't seem like she had any opportunity to let
her hair
down.
So what was she doing while he was out doing his thing? When he was in the gym?
Being a supportive, waiting for him on to come
waiting
up.
Waiting for him to get home. Okay. What'd you say, Eldridge? Eldridge's just smiling about it.
Man, all right. So I think she... Aisha Curry set the platform for what I said, why women are more insecure.
Okay.
I think that whole interview proves what I'm saying. I said women are more insecure than men because women don't trust other women.
Ah.
If you listen to what she said she has to insert herself.
Okay. She got to be like, hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm his wife.
I'm
Hello.
Pretty sure she's not inserting herself when it comes to, like, other dudes.
Okay.
That's a woman thing. That was a woman. She said women are lurking. She said, okay, Stephen is trying really hard to introduce me every time he go out. So my boy, I done been in that situation where you gotta, it's like, it's this awkward introduction. Like, I'm forced to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm having a good time. And be like, oh, hold on. This is XYZ. So I'm just telling you, it proves what I'm saying. She does not trust other women.
Okay. 404-892-2703 if you want to get in on this conversation. Again, 404-892-2703. So let me ask you guys this. As Eldridge puts it in that perspective, do you think that it is necessary for women to trust other women, or should this be about her trust in her relationship?
No.
You should listen, I'm sorry, Mom.
Go ahead.
I understand why people would. Because when you're in the life, when you're a celebrity, unfortunately, you're in people's, under their microscope, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We care more about other people than we actually care about our own daily goings-ons.
Okay.
So every little word that she says is going to be dissected and whatever. So I understand that people will go, well, man, you got it good. Is that all you worried? Yada, yada, yada. But I'm speaking from as a 49-year-old man that's been married 23 years. The reason I said that women...
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Queen. The reason that I said that it's really a individual thing over a gender thing is because it's easy for us to see other people's insecurities when we're not in touch with our own.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get in touch with yourself and understand, I see as many insecure married men as I see married women, because my crowd is married people.
See, here's what's interesting to me, though, in hearing that particular clip, right?
Mm-hmm.
That says I'm insecure about my position in this relationship. To me as a therapist, right?
That's
what that says.
Mm-hmm.
But that's separate than what she talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. You said that that's her fault, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
No,
why?
Yeah,
I said that. That's her fault.
Say why.
Well, that's her fault because you don't have... Listen, Tracy Edmonds didn't sit by and go, oh, I got to be inserted and da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
You have an opportunity. If I'm a celebrity...
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a celebrity, I don't have time to coddle her and insert her.
Mm-hmm.
She's an adult. She's a grown-up. You have an opportunity that a lot of women don't have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women have to get up and provide and run and do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
You are, it's a blessing, but it's your right. Mm-hmm. You're with a man that's able to take care of that, and you can delve off and do cookbooks, Aisha. You can do all of that stuff. That's a you problem. It's not your man's problem.
Because she is a celebrity. Like, she's a New York Best Time Seller. Mm-hmm. She has her own show.
Yeah, but okay, come on. If you go to the bookstore, are you going to go look for the book by Zane, or are you going to look for the book by Aisha Curry?
This is what's interesting to me, right? As a married woman, if my husband is talking to another woman, I don't feel the need to come over and be like, hey, hi, boom, I'm his wife, boom, by the way. And I don't even feel the need for him to have to introduce me, because we good.
Right.
Right. So if we're good with each other and I know what our relationship is, do I feel the need to have him do a good job, quote unquote, to make sure that I'm introduced to everybody else for my position?
Yes, queen. And if I can say something super quick, it is not women's job. In this perfect world that we live in, I want the brothers to respect my marriage, but they don't. You want women to do, your job is to handle your business. You can't worry about what's outside of that.
You better handle your business, because if you don't, well, you know, insecurities is lurking. 404-892-2703. That is how you weigh in on this conversation. I want you to tell us what you think as it relates to insecurities, as well as answer the poll question this hour. Who do you think is more insecure? Is it men or is it women, and why? When we come back, we're going to let Johnny weigh in, and then we're going to have you weigh in too. So come on. It's News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
In the wake of the conversation and the candid conversation, let's say, because it took a lot for her to be able to put herself out there. She knew millions of people were going to hear those comments. And this is Aisha Curry sitting with Jada Pinkett Smith on the Red Table Talk. And she talked about her insecurities, and she revealed a lot about insecurities. So today I asked you the poll question, who do you think is more insecure? Is it women or is it men, and why? And so I told you, when we come back, I wanted to have Johnny weigh in on this. So let's go to the phone lines. And Johnny, are you there?
Come on, Johnny.
Yes, I am.
All right, look, the men are like having their fingers crossed. Like, come on, Johnny,
come on,
represent.
Johnny, say the right thing now.
Don't encourage him now. Johnny, first and foremost, who do you think is more insecure? Is it men or women, and why?
I think both I think they're both the same. You know, I don't think it's one over the other.
All right, Eldridge, keep score. Put one down there for both.
He's a moody.
Okay.
I'm telling the truth. I mean, if you had beautiful men coming to your wife, I'm talking about beautiful men coming to your wife all the time, you may feel kind of insecure also. I mean, really, come on now. You see a nice big 6'4", beautiful, handsome man.
Hello. You describing my husband.
Across 4 or 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whispering to each other. You would probably feel a little, you feel kind of insecure too. So that's why I'm saying it would be both ways.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Johnny. Wait. Go ahead, Eldridge. Yeah, what you want
to
say?
We got to pay attention to all the details.
Okay, come
he
on
said
with
whispering
it.
At each other. Now, that's another thing.
So they're like, sitting up in the corner.
Yeah, like Stephen Curry has never been accused for any foul play.
Right.
Yeah, I want to put that out there. Mm-hmm. So we're just talking about women coming to Stephen Curry.
Right, because she said her husband does a good job.
He does
right?
a good job. Okay. Like, so as a man, if a woman, nobody wants somebody that nobody wants.
Okay.
We all want.
Do we?
We do.
Now, look. That's an assumption. See, because I've never been a woman who wanted a man that everybody wanted. Because, see, if they all chasing you, I don't got enough time for that in the day.
They're going to go to detail. But all I'm saying is, I'm not saying you want that celebrity person, but there's somebody that's just attractive. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, we all want attractive people, period. So I just want to put it out there. As for me as a man, I have no problem with other men talking to my woman.
Okay.
Now, again, how she responds to that, that's a whole nother conversation.
Well, and I think that that's a great part of this, because I was going to ask Johnny that night. I have him on hold. Johnny, don't go anywhere, but I want to open this up to you all as well. And in the wake of Johnny's comments, do you think that there are things that we can do in order to make sure that our partners are more secure in our relationships? Ooh. Oh, so wait a minute. Look, everybody
Queen
was like,
Lisa's
not all at once.
Yeah,
so
Queen Lisa,
Lisa, let's add one more voice here to this conversation, and that is the lovely Lisa Pope. Lisa, what do you say as she's all smiles over there?
Oh, I was so ready for this conversation.
Yes.
Thank you, Sean, for the call. No, but what was interesting on that show, did you hear what Jada Pinkett's response was?
Come on, tell us.
And
what did
Jada
she say?
Jada Pinkett's response was that when you have a powerful man, that makes them more attractive. And so women are attracted to, primitively, to men that are in power. But what I had a conversation with my guy friend about is, when you're with an amazing woman,
come on,
you look better to every woman.
Come
you
on.
May not want a man who everybody wants, but once you make him, once a powerful and an amazing woman builds a man up, he looks different.
So are you saying that she made him? She made him? She built him up? She built him up.
I think that Jada Pinkett did that for Will.
Oh, she enhanced him. She upgraded him.
She definitely upgraded him. And it became the toggle of what the reality is. That men like beautiful women and women like powerful
men.
Wait,
Eldra said, what in the
heck? You said Jada Pinkett upgraded Will Smith.
Oh, you better believe she did. Let me tell you how.
Explain
because
that.
Jada and I are the same age. Wasn't nobody checking for Will Smith like that.
Not the
Will
Fresh
Smith
Prince.
Will Smith wasn't fine. He wasn't like, dang, look at this brother. But baby, look at him now compared to the 20 years ago when they got together.
I don't think Will Smith would have had any problem getting to any woman that he wanted based off celebrity.
That's not what she said.
You missed the point.
No, you're saying that she upgraded him in more than just a physical.
Absolutely.
A whole man. Yeah, I kind of disagree with
okay,
that.
Okay, hold on one second for me. Hold on one second for me. 404-892-2703. That's how you get in on this conversation. Again, 404-892-2703. So, Johnny, what say you? You started this.
And also, if I'm with my wife and we come in together and I walk over to some people, I think out of respect, you should say, hey, this is my wife. You know, introduce them. Now, if she's across the hall somewhere down far away from me, and I'm having a conversation with her, I don't feel the need that I have to say, hey, there's my wife over there. You know what I mean?
That lady over there.
That's what she wants, though. Let's be clear. That's what she wants. That's why she said he's trying really hard, because he's screaming across the room.
But I didn't get that.
if you're getting unnecessary energy, you might need to throw the ring finger up, okay? At least something.
No, that ring finger don't mean anything.
Nothing.
Wait, hold on. Okay, because wait a minute. We got one more voice that's added to this conversation, and that is Mrs. Moody, right? So come on, Mrs. Moody.
Can I get your vote first?
Okay, Mrs. Moody. Come on, your vote first. Who do you think is more insecure, men or women, and why?
I think it depends on the situation. It could be both. It depends on the situation. Okay. But going back to the ring doesn't mean anything. If anything, it brings more attention to you. My husband doesn't wear a ring, and I'm actually glad that he doesn't wear a ring because he gets more attention with the ring.
Mm. Hold on, he don't wear a ring?
He does not wear a ring.
There's no tan on that ring finger.
Oh, not at all.
he ain't got a tattoo or nothing.
No. Okay. Okay.
Leash off. Okay.
Okay. So is that what the ring is, though? Is that part of that thing that says, I'm insecure, I need you to wear that? Is that the outward leash?
No. The ring actually helps. Women want you when you got the ring. Goes back to my question, my saying. Women are more insecure because they don't trust other women.
Okay, so let's go. You said let's go back because during the break also, Eldridge, you started to say, and I stopped you. You said there was something that Mr. Moody said that you did not agree with. I want to know what that was.
Yeah, look, because you were saying something about why men and women are both insecure. And I'm just telling you, it is proven.
Wait a minute, it's proven. Are you pulling out data? Hold on, right. I'm a researcher now. So we can't trade lightly
here. So, all right, quick response.
Okay.
Do y'all agree or disagree with Aisha Curry's statement?
Oh, I so disagree. But if that's how she feels, that's her
opinion.
That's
how she feels. That's right. That's cool. Right.
That's how she feels.
That's how I hear. And most people say they agree how she feels. Cool. All right, so based off her comments, Aisha said, I feel like she proved that black men respect marriages more.
Why?
Look.
Why? Yeah, Aisha, Aisha said,
one, she said, women throw themselves at Steph Curry. She said that.
Okay.
And she said in 10 years, she has gotten no attention.
Okay.
Out of respect, because we respect their marriage.
No.
Absolutely we're about
not.
To move him okay, away from the so, table. Wait, hold on. 404-892-2703. Again, 404. Wait now. We can't all go at the same. We can't take his head off all at the same time. 404-892-2703. So if you don't know what he's talking about, we're talking about this interview that Aisha Curry did on the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith. And so let me get the whole quote, right? Because you're just taking bits and pieces and extrapolating stuff over there. So she said, here we go. Aisha said, something that really bothers me and honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of insecurity is the fact that, yeah, there are all these women like throwing themselves at him. But me, like the past 10 years, I don't have any of that.
Any.
This is what she said. She said, I have zero.
Zero.
This sounds weird, but like zero male attention. And so then I begin to internalize it and I'm like, is something wrong with me? That's what she said. So when we come back, let's figure that out. Janet was ready to go, and I want to give her the opportunity. And I also want to give you the opportunity. So don't just be listening to this, talking to your folks next to you in the car or in the house. Get in this conversation with us. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about it. This is News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAOK.